Dr. Mark Lesser, Assistant Professor of Biology, Shepherd University.
Okay, now you've worked with both of them all summer?
Yep. We started working last spring. Sierra received a NASA fellowship from West Virginia Space Grant, and then Amaris came on board with the project when she received a SOARS fellowship for the summer through Shepherd University.
Okay, give me an overview of the research they've been doing.
One of the things that I'm just generally interested in my research is how plant species, and particularly trees, respond to really fine-scale differences in climate and in the topography. So things like elevation and exposure aspect, these sorts of variables, how those translate into how the tree is growing in that particular location. And in turn, how we can then use that information to think about how those trees are going to grow in that location in the future based on climate change, or how they're going to have to move on the landscape in the future to stay within their climatic niche space as climate change is happening. So we set up this study in Shenandoah National Park, where we looked at tree growth along the entire elevational gradient and subset of the stream side to ridgetop gradients that exist in the Appalachian Mountains. And the three of us went out and cored trees at all these locations along those gradients. And then once we got back to the lab, they spent the rest of the summer preparing those tree cores, which is an incredibly labor-intensive exercise, and then measuring each annual ring of each of those tree cores back to 1965. While they were doing that, Amaris was also compiling this data set of climate variables from NOAA, which has climate data from weather stations all around the country that we can get. But one of the problems with that climate data for studies like ours is that regional level climate data, like a weather station collects, doesn't necessarily translate into the fine scale climate that a tree is experiencing at a given spot on the landscape. And so Amaris spent a lot of the fall building models to take that weather station data and kind of fine tune it to the different elevations that our trees are present at to get a better sense of what the climate is at each of those sites. And while she was doing all of that, Sierra was validating, or what we call cross-dating, all of the tree cores to make sure that the measurements were correct. She then has done a series of other exploratory analysis and fine-tuning of the data, and is now using all of that climate data that Amaris prepared to build linear regression models that explain the differences in tree growth at each of those locations.
And so basically, this is all going to be part of a paper and a presentation at both events.
Sierra wrote, and it's been accepted now in abstract, to go to the U.S. chapter of the International Landscape Association conference, which luckily for us was conveniently located in Baltimore this year. So it made it very feasible with the funding that we had. And so both Sierra and I will attend that, and she'll present a poster there on the research. And then we'll also be going to the West Virginia Academy of Sciences, where Amaris will present a poster on the climatic side of the research, and Sierra will give a kind of more comprehensive oral presentation that will then lead into her capstone presentation at the end of the semester, which this research forms the basis of. And then the plan is that we will take all of those presentations and Sierra's capstone and use that as the beginning of a manuscript that will be submitted to a scientific journal, hopefully by the end of the summer.